Be seated. I chose this particular gospel reading for today for a couple different reasons. John the Baptist, of course, invited people in to the waters, into the waters to do a baptism of repentance. So John the Baptist is a great patron saint for us to go before him, asking him for repentance. Secondly, of course, our icon was just installed yesterday and blessed. Of John the Baptist, whose words on that scroll proclaim so beautifully, "Behold the Lamb of God." Behold the Lamb of God. Now the Lamb in the Old Testament was used as the symbol and was used as the sacrifice of atonement. It was that sacrifice of the Lamb that made a person's relationship right with God. When they sacrificed the Lamb, they were forgiven of their sins and they could celebrate and continue in their relationship with the Lord. Jesus Christ came, though, as the ultimate Lamb, the Lamb of fulfillment, the Lamb who outstrips every other Lamb that went before Him, because He offered the perfect sacrifice combined, for He was fully God and fully man. And so the sacrifice of Christ on the cross, the sacrifice of the true Lamb of God, won your salvation and my salvation. It won for us the victory over sin and death. It was His death that defeated sin and gave us eternal life, gave us the opportunity for eternal life. He takes away our sins. Sometimes in confession, when we give a penance, say people will say, "Oh, that's too easy of penance, Father. Give me something harder." That was some big sins. And the reality is, our penance, while it shows a contrition, our penance doesn't truly make up for our sins. What is it that makes up for our sins? It's the death of the Lamb of God. It's Jesus' death on the cross that makes up for our sins. It is that is the true atonement. That is what takes away our sins. And that ought to make us grateful. Helps us to be inspired that Jesus' sacrifice was the perfect sacrifice. Our penance participates in that, but it is really Jesus is the one who does the work. And we're invited, though, to cooperate with Him in the work of redemption and the salvation of our own souls. So today, as we celebrate the sacrament, let's be grateful to the Lord Jesus for His mercy, be grateful for His love, and be drawn by His love to this sacrament to receive full pardon, full participation in His ministry by confessing our sins. Encourage you to be open, to be honest, to be trusting and confident that God is merciful, that He is truly the Lamb of God who takes away our sins. He just wants you to give them to Him. Give Him your sins today in the confessional, and He will take them and set you free from the pain, the guilt, and the shame that comes from them. In our examination of conscience today, we invite you to pray with that as you stand in line. It's an opportunity as we prepare for the coming of the Messiah to reflect on certain Advent themes, but also two themes that will help us enter more fully into this beautiful sacrament.